A man that hasn't got the moral fiber to forsake the things of earth and to deny himself isn't fit for the ministry. I was in a place in the Middle West where we were having quite a job, putting up a tent, taking down a tent. There was a young minister there, and one time we needed his help. And when I said, "Where is George?" "Oh, he's where the girls are." He was driving the car. This young fellow was supposed to take me home after the work, and I had left my coat at home because I was told that I could ride in the car when I wanted to get home. Here he had loaded his car with girls, about seven of them. They almost choked him. I don't blame the girls for running after a minister. I was in Lincoln Park one day, and here I saw a duck going all along Lincoln Park and all the ganders after her. It was a show. I wish I'd had a moving picture camera. And how these ganders fought among themselves. But if the gander's a student for the ministry, or a young minister, you'll see all the geese cackling after him. They will. And if he hasn't got enough manliness to say, "No! Be a man! Flee youthful lusts!" He ought not to think of going into the ministry. Let him get a job and settle down like everybody else.